The other day, I sent you a question. some people say love seeks safety, closeness, and security, while erotic desire needs mystery, edge, and unpredictability. Do you disagree? You said yes. Please explain.
Braxton, you have a girlfriend.
See.
See, you're into her. You find her attractive, right? You're having a great time with her, right?
See.
Do you necessitate the feeling of mystery, edge, and unpredictability?
Not really.
There you go. So.
From my perspective on it, it's kind of like trying to recreate the initial novel discovery that you have when you first met someone. Enticement. You're kind of recreating enticement. Instead of what you sound like, is more like a really sex is a space that you enter with your partner that you nourish or and you kind of saturate yourself in sexual energy and connection and love. If you cook with someone every night for 10 years and you really bring an intention of creating delicious meals together, you and that person would be able to create more sexual energy and more nourishment than you would with someone else because of your continuous practice together.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really tragic. It's not a new idea. This idea has been kind of the dominant idea for a long time, that sex is about like maintaining separateness, maintaining novelty, and that when people get close and intimate, they lose that separateness, and that's why things get boring. I think it's really tragic that it's kind of like stimulating people to become essentially strangers when they are not strangers anymore. Like, first of all, it's fake. Secondly, when you meet somebody and they are novel, have you ever noticed just how powerful is your drive to really connect deeply, intimately with this person? Like when you really like them, when you really kind of want to be with them, yeah? Everything in you just really wants to be close, wants to
Yeah.
connect, wants to be intimate. Pay attention to that. That's your ultimate drive, you know?
Yeah.
And then this proposition that as soon as that happens, we've killed something. I mean, that's just tragic. No, that's when it begins, when you're close. I don't think you need to create novelty in a relationship. Or like mystery. I don't think that's necessary, but you need to maintain culture so it doesn't slide into this just, you know, treat each other as buddies. There's another thing that I find very, very problematic with this idea. Okay, if everything runs on novelty,
Yeah, it's essentially the core principle, right?
is that okay? Yeah, everything runs on novelty. What's the ultimate novelty?
A new person.
Can you ever beat that by your partner who you know faking being a new person? Can they ever beat a new person?
Of course not.
If your whole mind is oriented that this is what you need for sex, this is doomed.
I really, really appreciate the idea that the novelty that you seek. Because novelty is a fun part of like just like we've been talking about earlier, like it says a range. So like in enjoying some novelty in sex with your partner is a great thing. New flavors, new tastes, new experiences. But those can be found in the depth of the experience you cultivate with one another. And we're talking about creating a depth with lovemaking that doesn't necessarily require separateness in that way. What's interesting to me is it seems that like it's more about facilitating desire, the separateness. It's more about like, ooh, I want that. Kind of like people talk about like a fun, kind of like a fun role play is like let's go to a bar at different times, meet each other like we never met each other and go home together, that kind of thing. But like it seems to me that another way to do that to create more desire for sex together is to just have better sex. And that would be on this side of like of creating novelty through depth.
Yeah, so what's going to happen with that is it's exactly what you said, and that's a very, very solid foundation for a relationship that will last forever. And you don't need to play games. And that is being able to create sex, like you said. We're able to create sexual energy. Right now, we are together, we start feeling each other's bodies. You create real, authentic sexual energy, probably even more authentic than when you're trying to play games in a bar, right? If we look at it this way. And then what's going to happen is because you are generating sexual energy between you through sex, that's going to express as desire. So today you create a sexual energy. Tomorrow you walk past your partner and you just like you feel horny and you have desire, you know, natural desire from seeing your partner for who they are, not from them, you know, being trying to be somebody else. So you have those dynamics and sexual energy in a relationship where we can create sexual energy when we need to, and we can just go with it when we don't need to. And it just naturally fluctuates. There'll be days when you don't need to, it happens, and there are days when it doesn't happen, but you're not like, oh, now we can't have sex. Oh, now we need to like stimulate ourselves. No, let's go and have it.
Because like I think that you know, initially when you're having sex with someone, it's all new. And so there's a bunch of dopamine and it's novelty. And so there's like this natural electricity to it. What do you think stops people from really being able to like enjoy the range of sex and kind of get just like segmented into one way of doing sex so much that they overuse it to the point it just becomes flat?
The main cause of it is just a lack of knowledge. All education is about entertainment. If you pay attention, it's all about, you know, like, oh, this is how to, you know, try this toy, try these novelties, you know? They're just engaging the same mechanism as, you know, Netflix, social media. It's a lack of, I don't want to keep referring to skills, but like skills are artistry. You can create beautiful things with skills. People don't have them.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just the ability to create sexual energy. People don't have the ability to create sexual energy that feels really nourishing, that, you know, they can just cook it, they can create it, and they can create different experiences. And if they had them, they'd be able to go like, okay, today, like, this is how I'm feeling. Let's go with this beautiful flow, you know. But they don't, because they don't know how. So the only pathway that remains is, okay, what can I find here that will get me turned on? And so you keep activating that entertainment module, and that's like the only pathway, you know, so you can't break out of it, you know.
That's what you're talking about right now, man, is really interesting to me, because that's pretty much entertainment in a nutshell, trying to distract myself from boredom. But more so, like, when you said
it's less boredom, it's more like and I know it sounds a bit sort of cynical, maybe even, but it's a bit like, you know, we've got to have sex. How are we going to have sex?
Yeah, good point.
You know, the only thing that I know that works for me to get turned on and to have sex is this. So it's always like, you know, let's create some entertainment. People just rely on it as the only way sex is going to happen for you. So it's more like a necessity.
What's interesting to me is the idea of creating sexual energy. That's one thing you mentioned earlier, Alexei, was people don't have the skill to create sexual energy. Can we talk more about that?
Think about cooking, creating something that's really nice, you know? So we have the realm of sexual techniques, but it's very, 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 again, it's like sounds really mechanistic. For me, sexual technique is a much larger complex of like abilities and skills. Some of it is understanding of the body. Like, the body is always going to be there. Like, you're always going to need to have like a physical understanding of the body. It's not just the places and like which finger you're using. It's kind of like the process of it. Yeah. How does the body open up? How does the body feel? How you can combine different energies in the body, how you can like really raise them, how you can create like a really delicious energy rather than just like some superficial stimulation. But a lot of sexual technique is also mental and emotional. Like, what are we creating here? How am I focusing on this? What color am I creating? You know, a lot of it is understanding of the process or the flow, like how can I put it together so that it's really nice. Varieties. So, you know, that's all kind of understanding. And
what you just said, which is like, it's really powerful, our desire for love. It's really powerful, our desire to feel love and to give love. That intention really begins to animate you in that moment in a different way. I think it's a really cool thing to do, to tap into that during sex, during intimacy. It's not something you just like turn on in your brain and be like, okay, now I'm a much more present and appreciative lover with a much wider range of things that are arousing to me and engaging to me. But instead, it's like a skill you cultivate over time. Over time, you continue to expand your appreciation. Yeah.
I think it's totally possible to rewire that during sex and totally change all your patterns and all your wiring and even your sexual taste. That's another thing. People are so locked into this is what I'm into. Well, what kind of music were you into when you were 18? Are you still into that kind of music, you know? And sex is exactly like that. Whatever you're into, like we see it as a preference. That this is what, like, now we need to give people buckets of that. But a more interesting question is, well, what do you want to be into? Because you can create whatever you want. I'm into, you know, boots turn me on. Okay. But I would like to be turned on by just the feeling of my lover's body and like making love. And you can teach yourself to do that.